Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Greetings. Apologies right there. We're just giving one to FYI. Coming up, first of all, you know, Erev Tov, good evening to those in the evening times. Boker Tov to those who are in the morning time. Farim Tovim, and good afternoon if anyone is picking up on this in the afternoon time. But Shalom, Haverim, Shalom. Here. I am Yadin. This is Ross. I don't know, Safar, LOJ, Line of Judah Society. Check out LOJS.org with the Torah readings and feedings. Here we have a double portion as we're fulfilling here in the season, the second book of motion, this semester right here. But the FYI that I'd like to share is that coming up here, the springtime is supposed to be coming in. We know that seasons are somewhat out of season, you think? Yeah, but as the spring and the summer moons come in, we hope to even have some of our podcasts as well, earlier hour. We've been hearing from many of the ones and ones that would tune in, but for the region that they might be in, you know, the 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is sort of late right there, but we're going to try a little more prime time, maybe an hour earlier at 9 or at 8, but we'll give ones a FYI, a heads up, as well as building on this platform more of a truly Rastafari consciousness community, bring in other brothers and sisters to present certain presentations and also the live stream as well to have reasonments, you know, have some reasonments and some reasonable even debates or, you know, reasonings on certain things that are important and ones and ones have their, you know, facts and evidence and presentation. So it's the FYI right there. Looking forward more to this podcast an hour or two or so earlier. But give I and I a feed forward, brothers and sisters, I, them, hear this, you know, give a feed forward in the community, even on the Facebook and elsewhere. So here for the T to T. So we have a double portion, 22nd and 23rd. Here in the second book, Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, we have Wayak Ahel, right? And we have Pekudei, or he gathered, but the sense of that also from the Kehillah, which is like the gathering, but it has a sense in the New Testament, the later use in Hebrew of what we would call the church, the gathering, and he gathered. And Pekudei, the sum or the accounting, to bring out the sense of the accountings. Here we have today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, Psalm 149, going to touch on that as well. So we have a double portion here, but for continuity purposes, I'd like to share a little bit on the cannabis in the Bible, you know, some of the reasonings from the 21st, as well as I think four more discussion topics. Hopefully we'll have time to address them right here as they help to give a further clarity for continuity as we come to this double portion to seal up second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's known as Exodus, and Hebraically known as the Sefer Shemot, the Book of the Names. So here.
I'm going to testify. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening.
This is the Aishans, so the Aishans offering, a great worship chapter. I'd like to share this audible right here for continuity purposes. Here on cannabis, the cannabis, is that cannabis in the Bible? Here's a part one, main theme of who may worship, great worship chapter, chapter 30 of Exodus. We find in the Hebrew, cannabosam, in the context of what we know as cannabis, both in the offering both in the Aishans and the Aishans, the incense, as well as in the anointing oil. So I'm going to write that right here, cannabis.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening
sacrifice. Go up to the cannabis matrix. The cannabis matrix? I don't know if you've seen a copy of that. Oh, not just seen it, but read it. A follow-up needs to be done to that particular document. You know, it's the word. The word is important. So cannabis.
Kana.
What is the kana blossom? Is cannabis in the Bible? Yes, it's in the Bible. And what? Go up to the cannabis matrix. The cannabis matrix. I don't know if you've seen a copy of that. Oh, not just seen it, but read it. A follow-up needs to be done to that particular document right there, but I think ones can still check out. I think there's a Kindle or the PDF. You know, I was able to at least get it there in the fuller color, but, you know, it's the word that's important. So cannabis, the kana, what is the kana blossom? Is cannabis in the Bible? Yes, it's in the Bible. In what ways is the cannabis or the kana, by the kana? In fact, right here, we're looking at what is on the screen right here. I think this is one of the word arts, you know, word picks for this 21st sabbatical study, this Shabbat, for Shabbat Shemot Ki Tisa, when thou takest the sum, which more literally, Ki Tisa, Tisa in the Hebrew from the Nasa to lift up, when thou liftest up, Ki Tisa et Rosh, when you lift up the head, it's the head count right here in the items concerning the tabernacle, HaMishkan, the Hebrew tabernacle, Israel's tabernacle, well, actually it's Jehovah's tabernacle in the wilderness right here. So to touch on and to build on a couple of these, we were just thinking about the cannabis matrix and how that particular document needs to be not just revisited, but to build on what that particular document brought forward. And for those who have not gotten a read, you know, be good to do maybe an audio book of some type to that as well. But once I've not gotten a read of it, it's a very important read because as we're looking at this area of scripture here for the 21st, the Kaf Aleph, 21st. Oh, let me just point this out that what you see on the screen right there is it's not correct Hebrew. Chan, I was using this right here. I said, let me start out with this right here, but it's not correct Hebrew. I'm looking at it right now. We're just looking at this part. This part, all right. That part is acceptable. But then this is what we find, especially when we start to study, right? Start to study for ourselves. Some might be very sincere, like those who put these Hebrew letters up there. They were sincere. But what it says is, kiwach, kiwach, kawach, kawach. And it depends on how this is pointed. It could be Beshem, Vishom, Vesem, Vesam. But the first part, this part is correct. The Kaneh, awesome. But here, to the point of this V-log right here, is cannabis. It's cannabis, right? Cannabis in the Bible. Let's use that right there as the the placeholder right there. Chan. You know, I mean, we just saw the kof. We saw the kof, and we said, okay, they got a kof there, you know? And then we saw the besem, or the besom, or vosom, besom, besom, depends on how the pointing right there. But where is cannabis, right? The kane, it's kane, kane, special K. It's a special K. Usually the linguists and the translators, sometimes in the better books, they would put that K underneath the K. They have a little dot under the K for the for that special K effect, you know, the ka, ka, kane, 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 bossa, kane, bossa. I think it's actually pointed in this Torah portion here in Exodus chapter 30, round about verse 22. In 22 it says, u, kene, right? Exodus pointed as kene. A lot of them say kana, but it's really kene. Okay, let's bring it up. Let's bring it up right here. Is cannabis in the Bible? Just to point out the cannabis matrix. If ones have not gotten a chance to read and to get a hear of that, as well as a good Rastafari yeshiva, a good study on the cannabis matrix. It explains a lot, especially with this portion here in this Parsha and this Torah portion, this sabbatical study for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong here at the 21st, here picking up with Exodus chapter 30, we pick up with this 21st Kaf Aleph, right, this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong with Exodus 30:11, right, for Ki Tisa et Rosh. Translator translates, when thou takest the sum, ki tisa et rosh. More directly, when thou, speaking to Moshe directly, as his wife, daveri Yehovah el Moshe leimor, speaking to Moshe, yes, speaking to Moshe, why daveri Yehovah el Moshe leimor, ki tisa, when the eye lifteth up et rosh. So here is a, some say this is a type of a census count here. When thou takest the sum, when you liftest up the head. Now, what's interesting here is that in this Torah portion, Ki Tisa, when you lift up, it has implied here because of the content that we're touching on here with the kana, right? The kana, or pointing in the Hebrew as the kene. But the kene, right, the kene, as it's pointed, ukene vosem, ukene bosem, comes from the root, the kene comes from the kana. When we look at the Hebrew, the biblical Hebrew etymology. But here in the opening words here, since we're picking up here with the Kaf Aleph Parasha, the 21st, that is themed Ki Tisa, when thou takest. This is how the translators have translated it, both in the KJV and also in the Chumash. Usually that's how it's translated. Ki Tisa, that's the key word, when thou takest. So we call this Sabbath Shabbat. Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest. But looking at the Hebrew, more directly, when you liftest up, when thou liftest up the head, when thou takest the head count, the sum. But the implied idea right here in connection with the cannabis, the cannabis sum, right, the cannabis sum, is like getting high, right? But not in the worldly, in the world flesh and satanic seclorum sense, right? But in that set apart sense. Because remember, there is a distinction being made here in this 21st sabbatical Torah portion, this reading and feeding, this sabbatical manna. And the manna here, a distinction is being made between what goes on, right, and by who what goes on, right? You know, who is worthy? In fact, we had picked up with that in the vlog and the previous that we have done for this sabbatical study here in the 2020, here in the the 2000 2020, the 401st year, right? We're talking about the 400 years. So here we're picking up right here with the tabernacle, right? The tabernacle. And who may worship? We're still in the tabernacle. We're at the 18th item, the altar of incense, the Kittaret, the great worship chapter. who may worship. So there's a qualification. Right? There is a qualification because there are also consequences. Right? Whether there will be baraka, baraka, whether there be blessing, ukalala, or kalala, or cusses, or consequences, aror, in another sense of the Hebrew. But here it says, who may worship or worship? The first item, as we mentioned, is the redeemed. So the first necessary matter is the matter of redemption. Now we need to also look at the altar of incense, the altar of the Ketoret, of Aishas, being a type of Mashiach, being a type of the Messiah, being like a mashal, a symbol, a simile, a proverb, a parable, a metaphor, according to the Hebrew mythos type. It's a type, right, a metaphor of Messiah, our intercessor. We have first, we have John, not first John, we'll get to first John just now, but we have the gospel according to Johannes. We have chapter 17, verses 1 to 26. We have the epistle to the Hebrews. Very important, the pattern, the tavnit. So looking at the pattern, at the ground plans here in the second book of Moshe, Exodus. So we have the epistle to the Hebrews in the Brit Hadasha, the new covenant sense, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. So the altar. So it's also the altar is where this worship and worship takes place. But the question here is cannabis or cannabosum, in a pointed in the Hebrew, masoretically the pointing, the Nikudo points out the enunciation as kene bosum, right? But the altar of incense is a type of Messiah, right? Our intercessor through whom our own prayers and praises, here's the key, ascend, go up as the smoke, we say, cause it to smoke, to fumigate, cause it to smoke, right? And that sweet savor, right? Cause the prayers and the praises, the prayers and the eyes, says Rastafari, to ascend to Elohim, the true good, the true God, to Egaziah, to sustain the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father. So we have Hebrews, this is the Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, and Revelation chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. And also, we're just speaking of the altar of Aishas. We're going to speak about the Aishas. Here's the key thing that here as we begin off this 21st on the theme of who may worship, and here just building on this particular theme of who may worship, the first item is the redeemed, right? Before even getting into, we say, more of the details. The details actually comes in once we get to the third qualification of who may worship, and that's all connected with the redeemed and the first item of Ki Tisah, and that is the taking of the sum, the lifting up of the head. Ki Tisah et Rosh. Right? Ki Tisah et Rosh. Now, to get into some of the detailed description right there, it's important because not just to jump over to the main part. Okay, there's the verse right there. You see? Cannabis is in the Bible, so I can smoke because it's in the Bible. A lot of things are in the Bible. And, yeah, you could do maybe a lot of the things. Maybe not all the things, but there's a consequence for almost anything and everything. So here in looking at the context of what's been explained here, all right, we're going to zoom in on where is the kana, the kine bosom, where is the cannabis in the Bible, but also in what context, because a lot of things have been taken out of context, with some very serious and even sometimes some grievous consequences. Right? As I said, to study, to show yourself approved. Right? That's why it begins off right here, and we're emphasizing this. Who may worship? And see, the who may worship is also in the connection of how. Right? Is how. So the first item here is the taking of the sum, which does not mean that the census was optional. This is not an optional matter as we begin off here with Ki Tisa, as we begin off here with this 21st sabbatical study. And in this 21st Ki Tisa, when thou takest, when you liftest up, when you liftest Tisa, Tisa, Nasa, 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 to lift up. This doesn't mean that the census was optional, as Moshe had been commanded to number, to take a head count, Ki Tisa et Rosh, right? B'nei Yisrael. What the words convey is that when Moshe undertook to count them, when he undertook to do the head count, as we have from the Hebrew, Ki Tisa et Rosh, when you lift up the Rosh, the head, B'nai Yisrael, of the son of Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yasharel, Lif Kudehem, of their number, according to their number, V'natnu Ish, Kofer Nafsho, La Yahuwah. It says right here that then shall they give, with not to new, ish, man, ish. Note that the translator translates just man. In some places just man, right? And the man could be Hebraically the ish, as it's here, ish, the higher man is the ish. And then the basic, regular, the rank and file man, the Adam. Right here says, with not to new, ish. Kofer nafsho la Yahuwah. Then shall they give every each. It didn't say Adam, and that's going to be very important as we see elsewhere where it says man in the translation, but the Adam is emphasized. And now, according to the context, that gives us also who's who. Would not to new each kofer nafsho la Yahuwah. And giving each man kofer, here we get the kafir, like the kafir boy, right? And it's, whoa, this is racist. Okay, yes, I guess it's also ignorancy, because when you recognize that the kafir, and we get into the etymological root of it, has to do with that black pitch. The black pitch, right? That pitch, like that was used in the, you know, with Noah's Merkabah, with that boat of, of Noah, the Merkabah of Noah, right? As well as a sense of atonement that links with the divine, the Ivine black. The Ivine black and blackness links with the Kofar, the ransom, the Kafar, right, the Kippur, Kippurim, that whole sense of the Kafar, the Kippur, right, the Kofar. Kofar is like the black pitch mud, not mud, but it's the tar. It's that tar that keeps it watertight, right? So there's a significance both in the blackness, right, the divine blackness, and maybe a melanin connection, perhaps. But the first things first is that every man with not to new ish or kofar will give a covering. The idea is a covering, right? A covering, right? A covering, a ransom. We'll give a ransom, kofar nafsho, a ransom of his psyche, of his soul, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Bifkod otam, when you number them, bifkod otam, willo yehyeh, and no, and not for them to be, vahem, bahem, negev, for them not to be a negev, for them not to be a negev bahem, upon them, bifkod otam, when thou numberest them. This is what Moshe is told here. So Moshe right, undertook to count them, and that when, you know, he undertook to count them, that they should each give a half shekel, a half shekel, and by counting the coins, he would arrive at their total. Some say that it's on that half shekel, and not that he would count them directly. Right, we have to get into the whole counting. Right? Why does it say this? That so that there won't be a plague. It almost implies that if they were to number them without this giving of a kofer nafsho la Yahuwah by every one of the each, don't say Adam, but the each, the higher man, that there would be, right, by him, negev, there'll be a negev, but so there won't be any negev, right, that each of them are to give, and it specifies a half shekel, and by counting the coin, some say that this is how they would arrive at what the number, by counting the amount, right, in other words, almost like not counting them directly, but from their gift, counting what has been given, and then arrive at that number. As Moshe gathered the people together to enjoin upon them to donate gifts, that's picking up from the Terumah, right, to donate gifts, right, free will room, up offering, what would give it up offering for the building of HaKodesh, right, or the Mikdash, in the sense of the Mikdash, the holy place, the set apart place. He sees the opportunity to take, some say, a census of them. At this time, this is a perfect time to take a head count, a ras, a rosh count. Ki tisa et rosh, as it says in the Hebrew. The method of taking a census, or the head count, here described was not to be confined to this occasion, but was to be followed, some say, whenever a head count was decided upon, that by, in other words, not just to number them, but by that giving of the half shekel. Now the half shekel is important too, in the connection of redemption. It's about redeem. Who shall worship, right? Who shall worship in the connection of the altar of Aish, and also the Kinei Balsam, the cannabis connection. All right, so right here, the connection between this section and the preceding is in the fact that the head count, the Rosh, the Ras, the head count had as its purpose the idea. Here's the idea. The idea is at-one-ment, atonement, is the Kippur, Kofar, Kippur, Kafar, Kippur, right, and the Kippurim, right, that at-one-mental, right, at one-ment for Ha'am. And also the contribution of the half shekel, like the atonement performed by Aaron, that took place how many times? Once in a year. But the key, as we zoomed in on, that there be velo velo yehiyeh vahem negefa bifkod otam, that there be no plague, no negef among them, when thou numberest them. Now when I mentioned the cannabis matrix, when it speaks about some of the the side effects or the consequences, since there's a lot of different types of cannabis consumers. Mm-hmm. And if I've heard the stories, or maybe you tell some of them, because maybe some of them are your experiences, different type of cannabis consumers, can we say that some of the paranoia, the bugging out by some cannabis consumers is part of that negev, or what it might lead to? They say, oh, it's a gateway drug, and goes on to some, maybe that's part of the negev there too. You know, that's a negev, right? Here's what's said according to the teachings, right, is that anything that is numbered is subject to the influence of the evil eye. Interesting, Ethiopically, according to the say Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and you know, in the pure language, that's referred to as the Buddha eye. We get into that as well. But the evil eye, right? The evil eye, bad mind. In other words, also amongst our people, the Benjamites and others, we refer to that as what? Bad mind. The bad mind is that evil eye. Well, red eyes. Yeah, red eye and envious. You know, covetous, gravelicious, all these terms that even in the roots of music, it was warning the people of this, because this is also a plague, right? Anything that is numbered is numbered is subject to the influence of the evil eye and its calamitous consequences. Now, 2 Samuel 24 and 10 also brings that out as well. Now, why is this the first matter right here? Right, this whole connection concerning the kafar, right, atonement, that covering, that atonement, right, and how that theme actually begins to be brought forward in the previous, right, chapter, in chapter 29, before we get here from the previous Torah portion. We pick up here and moving it forward right here, right, with that first matter about concerning the redeemed. Now, in the Cannabis Matrix, this is also brought forward by Johannes the Composer, right? Johannes the Composer also brings that idea forward in this particular document right here, the Cannabis Matrix, right? This is kind of a cover, right? That's the working cover, right? At least on the book one, the first book, book one, and getting some more of the details right here, the plague, that there be no plague, right? Plague, paranoia, bugging out, gateway drugism, schism to some pharmakesis, pharmaceuticals, and you go off the deep end because you did not do it the right way. You didn't do it Yahweh. You did it according to the way of the world, flesh, and the satanic Sakura. Right? So this is also very important to bring out right here, and to see that as we study this area of scripture, particularly zooming in connection with the Kine Balsam, the cannabis, and worship, right, and also the qualifications, right, what are the particular qualifications, right, of worship, right, what are the qualifications of worship. So let's just zoom forward right here, and let us touch on, boom, okay, here, this is the ESV version of the Bible, right, and you know, it's equal opportunity. If we see something in KJV, for example, the candlesticks rhetoric, there's no candlesticks, right? You just strike that right there. It's lampstand, it's not candlesticks. So we find, you know, also the altar of incense, it says his furniture, it's really her, right? So some things, you know, gender-wise, other specifics, details, especially we're going to hook it all up so there'll be no shorting out. This is what is explained right here in the first item in this Torah portion here, who may worship. It's the redeemed. So the first thing was concerning the half shekel, right? And the connection of the half shekel and the ransom, right? Because it says right here, this they shall give everyone that passeth among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. Now the shekel is important to just remember that the shekel is the keseth, and the keseth is the silver, and the metals are commodities, and there are qualifications we call the Hebrew commodities, right, of these particular metals. In other words, these metals in their use, they serve at least a dual role or a dual sense, right, a twofold role or a twofold sense, right? So this is speaking with the role, right, the role at this place right there, the altar of incense, right? Then it goes on to say, explaining that, you know, that a shekel is 20 gerahs, giving like the weight, a half shekel shall be the offering of Yahuwah. Now, in the midst of Kedus of Negus and Neges, the Book of the Seven Seals, right, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, there is, I think it gives a measurement for the shekel as well. So here we have economics. Here we have what we call it, currencies, you know, valuation of currencies. And let's see if we have the, okay, here we go. Kalelo chilesanat yata wesedu, yebului In other words, from other languages, that which was taken from other languages, Old Testament, the raw words, an explanation, an explanatory in a sense. Sekel here, it says, Yekubdet Mizan Asra Rata Gram Yahidno. So a sekel, right, according to Negusa Neges, right, and according to the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, a sekel or a shekel, Hebraically a shekel, in the Royal Amharic, we have it as sekel, a shekel, Yekubdet Mizan. In other words, it is a heavyweight. Not liquid weight, but like a heavyweight. Yeah, kubdat mizan. Yeah, kubdat mizan. The mizan, the weight. Asara rat. 14 gram. So it's 14 gram. Yahil knows. It's about 14 grams. So it's about a sekel. Sekel or shekel is 14 grams. Right, 14 grams, and we know that the shekel we're speaking about. The weight, but also what is the metal, what's the commodity, is silver, right? It's silver. So we have 14 grams, right? 14 grams, half of 14 grams would be 7, right? So 7 grams of silver, in other words, right? All the Bnei Yisrael ki tisa et rosh, Bnei Yisrael, right? To give about 14 grams, right? It says, zeh. Yitnu kol ha-over. Here it says, everyone that passed ha-over. Ha-over, like Everett, like Hebrew. Everyone that passes, call all ha-over ala ha-pekudim. Right? That pass among them that are numbered. Right? It says, Ma chitzita ha shekel, half a shekel, bi shekel ha kodesh, according to the shekel of the kodesh. So that means that the tabernacle also set, we say the currency values, right? Even some of the latter day Yehudi, European, Ashkenazi, other Yehudi Jews in Israel, they often, you hear them say, oh, well, they got to speak to the rabbis, they got to speak to them. Well, so it's not just a kind of a spookism, a religious thing way out there, but it has practical consequences, right, on the basics of daily life. Even we're talking about value, money, money matters, right? Not so much just in the world making money and so forth and so on, but at its root, because it says right here, it says after the shekel of the sanctuary, Bishek El HaKodesh. And then it explains Esrim Gera HaShekel. Right? In other words, Esrim. Esrim is like, Esrim is like, say, 2 tenths. Asar is like 10. But Esrim, with the Yod Mim, is like 2 tenths. In other words, 20 Geras. Esrim Gera HaShekel. The shekel, right? So saying here, in some Bibles, is a parenthetical, right? But we already know now from the Mishnah Kedush that a shekel is 14 grams. It's a heavyweight. It's not a liquid weight, but it's a kubdet mizan, right? Kubdet mizan, like a heavyweight. Not. We have liquid measures as well. So we have measurements. Right? We have measurements here that are given. So it says a half shekel shall be the offering. A half shekel. Machitzit ha-shekel teruma la Yahuwah. Look at this. Here, the Shema, Yisrael, teruma. Remember previous Torah portion, teruma. What's a teruma? Right, the teruma. Now, English would often have English, right? And translation will say offering. They'll give offering. Okay, but there's different kinds of offering. Just to The divinity, the identity is in the detail. Verse 15 says that the rich shall not give more and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. So to like kind of scroll it forward to today based on the Metaf Kedus and the Megletcha that we have, that a shekel is about 14 grams. It's talking about silver, 14 grams of silver. Half a shekel is 7 grams, right? So that means rich and poor all should be able to afford, there's no question about it, 7, especially the B'nai. Remember speaking about the sons, the B'nai Yisrael with his children, B'nai, because Hebraically speaking, is mainly speaking of the sons. When we speak of the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, speaking of the whole house, the woman and the children, including when speaking about the B'nai Yisrael, is specifically speaking of the sons of Yisrael, to whom more is given, more is required. Alright? Man up. Right? The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, when they give an offering to Jehovah to make an atonement for your souls. Call ha over. Okay, that was verse 14. Everyone that passes amongst them, okay, that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering. Shall give an offering to Jehovah. So here also is being specified the age. Everyone that passeth, call ha-over, ha-over, over, ha-over, ha-over, all that abra, abra, passes, right? So this is a Hebrew, that's a Hebrew sense. Some still don't get it when we say that, well, all Israelites, all true Israelites are Hebrews, but not all Hebrews are Israelites. But we'll give you the Abraham example. How about that? Right? Or how about the Isaac example? Was Isaac an Israelite? How about that? All right, just to prove that particular point there, it's important because then when we say, well, all the Kohanim, the priests, were Levites, Lewawi and Halloween, but not all the Lewim, the Levites, were Kohanim. Take a moment, pause. Everyone that passeth, when living beings are to be counted, they are made to pass before the enumerator, the counter, who checks their number, who checks their number, right? Leviticus, we have Leviticus 27, 32. The verb signifies passes. Some say passes. Others look at the word over. Over means like, well, they pass the minimum age of 20 because it's the age of 20. The inference is that a male under 20 was not eligible for military service and did not come within the category of man. How do we know this, Radio? Well, verse 12. Verse 12. What was verse 12? When thou takest the sum of the B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel. Now, somebody say, well, it's the man and the woman. No, it's Hebraically, it's the son, it's the man, B'nai. After their number, then shall they give every man, it says each. If it said each or isha, every man or woman. No, it says each. A ransom. Right, ish, a kofar nafsho for his soul, la Yahuwah to Jehovah, when they number risk them, that there be no plague among them when thou numbers them. So what's the connection of the cannabis here? Well, the connection of the cannabis is that ones are burning, you know, let's say, do as directed. Right, are not doing as directed, right, and there's consequence. We'll get into the details right there, but just the connection of the age right here. Because see, the first part of who may worship, right, is the redeemed. Because some say everybody just bun the herb, bun the ganja, okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of people tell you there's a lot of consequences. Some people are still dealing with consequences from burning. You know, burning unappropriately, burning, there's a phrase that, you know, we use, like, driving you're driving dirty, burning unredeemed, you know, burning unredeemed, burning unclean, burning unanointed. There are consequences. So when people talk about medicinal marijuana, right, the medicinal cannabis and everything, there is a big difference. Now, if you go check some of the vlogs of some years ago, LOJ Society, Lineage Society, We of the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, We the Black Jews, the Line of the Tribe of Judah, one of the first to go on the record said, what about the cannabis fight for Sacramento? Not Sacramento, even though I know I'm in Sacramento. How you doing now, dear brothers and sisters? Yes, I, right, Safari. But there is the Sacramento use. Right, I know one thing. Yeah, there's some churches out there. They have some churches and people out there that talk about this in the Bible, too. There's other ones and ones. Yeah, there's some goofy people. There's some goofballs. And I just say that straight up. There's some goofballs out there talking about, you know, when I say goof, I'm looking at the Hebrew, goof, meaning like body. The goof is the body. Right, it's from very fleshy, natural world, flesh and satanic. They probably mean well. You know, we're not against them just as human beings. Right, but in comparison to what the truth is, they're taking some of the, you know, like they're popularizing some things, but sometimes that causes more problems. You know what I mean? Like legalize it, right? We will advertise it. That was good, perhaps in the days of Saint Peter Tosh, right? Rastafari Saint Peter Tosh, but you can't. You can't apply that to today. Mm-mm. It's a whole different time. Right? You have to be wise. Right? Wise to salvation. Wise. Right? But anyway, let's go forward right here. So 20 years old. The inference is that a male under 20 was not eligible for military service and did not come within the category of mine. Did not come in the category when it says we're not to new ish kofer nafsho la Yahuwah, we're not to new ish, then shall they give every ish kofer nafsho for his soul a ransom, a covering. He'll be covered. It's almost like an insurance policy, right? It's almost like an insurance policy, you know, against bad trips, bad highs, so to speak. You know what I mean? You know, like people paranoid. Yeah, I remember some of y'all remember back in the days, some ones and ones, we signed in some ones and ones, you know, our friends and everything, but you want them to bum because they always go cray. It's like they go cray cray. It's like something that's, you know, but then as you get into, they were not redeemed, they were not cleansed, they were not anointed. As you said, in the cannabis matrix breaks down like there's all sort of cannabis consumers. Right? Gotta touch on that, the whole cannabis consumption and cannabis consumers. And also the reasons. The reasons. In this chapter 30, right? Especially from verse 11 to verse 38 is a must study. Especially for Rastafari. It's a must study. I mean, really, let's study it. Right, let's study to show ourselves approved, because we say, oh, it's in the Bible, yeah, cannabis and the herb is the healing of the nation and this and that and the next, and yes, but how is it there? Like, no more jump off, because see, if we're in the boat, right, say we're in that boat, we're in the ark, right, and we jump off, right? You go ahead and jump off, you know, like jumping out of the you know, the pan into the fire, but worse yet, you're jumping into the waters, right? Jumping off. No more jump off, right? We have to make sure that the boat can float. That's why the ransom, right? The ransom is pointed forward. And then, as we mentioned, the kofar, the kafar, right? And the connection of the kofar and the kafar, right? With that divine, we say the ivine black. Right, the Ivine Black. It's like the secondary interpretation and application of his feet as brass burns in the furnace of fire. It does apply to the brazen altar. But it both applies to the brazen altar and to the brazen feet, right, the natural brazen feet of our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They both apply. They both apply, right? So here we're speaking about the divine black, right? The divine black, right? Not that, well, black people are black and that makes them divine because they're black. They have, it's like the Israelites. The Israelites were, you know, God's chosen people, right? Right? They still are, right? But what has happened is that they've messed up their own status, right? Because of disobedience, because of what says obey is better than to sacrifice. And we get that in this Torah portion here with the golden calf. Notice this, that two chapters, about a chapter later, right, a chapter later, we get the broken Torah. We get the molten calf. Not the golden calf. That's another point there, too, is that there's no such thing as the golden calf in the Bible. Truly, correctly, there's the molten calf. And molten masaka is different, right, than Zahab, and you know, like it's not speaking of that. You know, I mean, we're going to get into those details as we move forward. But keeping this in a kind of a chronological, like in the order of what we have in this Torah portion, we have who may worship, and zooming in on the connection of the kene balsam, right, of the cannabis. So before we get directly to the cannabis, we have to first address who may worship, right? Who may worship, and also how to worship, right? The redeemed is the first item, right? So that giving of that half shekel, right? That giving of that half shekel, machitzita hashekel, the half shekel, that begins that process for all of the, what? All the males that are to be numbered, lifkodehem, Bifkod otam, when thou numberest them. So 20 years and above. Now the connection of the military, the connection with the military service is also important, because that's also a part of how they would get the land. They had to, they had faith, right? The emuna, right? The amina, but they had to have also the walk, right? They had to have the work. Right, they had to be ready for the milhama, right? So it says the rich and the poor, since a half a shekel was a ransom for a soul, and lifnei Elohim all are equal. Before Elohim all are equal. Was they rich or were they poor? Because you know, whether you're rich, you can be rich today and poor tomorrow, and poor today and rich tomorrow. So that can change. The rich must not give more, and the poor must not give less. And now we have the offering. The offering is called the teruma. Teruma. Right? It says, 20 years old and upward shall give the offering. So the beginning begins at a particular age. Right? A particular age. Below the age of 20. Now we can ask the question, well, when did you start bunning? When did you start bunning, you know, at the altar, or the Aishas, rather? Mm-hmm. And then we have to ask the question, what about when you don't burn at the proper place, the proper spot? All right, but anyway, let's go on right here. It says, with ma'ilah, right, and above, yitain teruma Yahuwah, terumatiyoah. The offering of Jehovah, the teruma. Now, the text here in the Hebrew, it mentions offering of the Lord. And here we are at, right, here we are at verse 14, again, the offering, right? What kind of offering? It's a teruma, right? The offering of Jehovah, terumati Yehovah. Three times. We have the offering, teruma, three times. In verses 13, 14, and 15, we have the word teruma three times in this Torah portion, this 21st sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. We have it in Exodus chapter 30, verse 13, 14, and 15. It refers to three different offerings. There's a compulsory levy of a half shekel, the silver, the keser, the bur, right, thus raised, being used for casting the socket of HaMishkan. These are used for casting the sockets. We have this in Exodus chapter 38, verse 25. The second teruma, right, is a compulsory levy. This means a must give of a half shekel in the census taken after the erection of HaMishkan. The Mishkan, after the erection of, you know, after the pitching of the tent, we could say, in Numbers 1 and 2. The money. You know, you hear folks say, oh, well, God don't need no money. God don't need, who are you? Did he send you? Or are you sent by him? Did he give you a message to communicate to us? Or is this your own thought? Is this your own idea? Right? This is your own philosophy. Right? Well, according to the teaching of his master, the money being spent on the purchase of communal sacrifices, right, is also a part of this. This is alluded to here in the phrase, to make atonement for your soul. In verse 15, it says, to make an atonement. To make an atonement for your soul. Le kapir al naf shotekem. Le kapir, to make atonement, right, that process in the verb sense, le kapir al nafsho tekem, for your soul, for your psyche, right, the psyche, what's the psyche, right, one's getting psyched out, getting paranoid and all kind of crazy stuff, talking all kind of crazy stuff. Right, saying that was here in the Bible, and one's the one that Rastafari, but you're not pointing to his authority. He said, for my part, I glory in the Bible. It sounds like something you're all psyched out, right? You need atonement. Likapir ala nafshotekem. Atonement for your soul. Since the sacrifices were offered to secure atonement, right? The third area of the teruma is a voluntary contribution of no fixed amount. That was the first teruma that we had previously, right? The first teruma, right? For the materials, it was of no fixed amount. It wasn't like just give this or that. Although the compulsory ones are a fixed amount. Give this amount, half a shekel. No more, no less. Machitzita hashekel. No more, no less. Right? No more, no less. But the third type of teruma was a voluntary contribution. So we have two kinds of teruma, which is compulsory. Right? You must give. This was the B'nai Yisrael. Right? To for your atonement. So there'd be no plague. There'd be no negev. Right? There'd be no plague. Right, there'd be no plague. Right, also there's the money that is spent on the purchase of the communal sacrifice, what is needed. Right, we call this like the support of the ministry. Supporting of the ministry. The support of the ministry. So here we have the last of the teruma was actually one of the first that we dealt with in chapter. We had like, well, we have it coming up again, 35. And 24. We had it previously, right? Because previously we had Moshe Behar Sinai on Mount Sinai receiving the instructions. Then we get a flip screen right here while he's up there, what's happening down below, right, with the people. Now, the offering to make atonement, right, some interpret this to escape any plague or paranoia. We view this now in the Rhema, Rastafari Rhema sense, any paranoia, any bug out, any craziness, right? You know what I mean? Where some even be dealing with the cannabis, almost like the cannabis is God. You know what I mean? Like it's crazy, right? Because something's wrong with the psyche. It was a soul. There needs to be that covering, right, for the soul, right? It's like with the pitch. The kapar, right? Right? The keyboard, right? The covering that was put on Noah's Ark, and even that Yochabed, Moshe's mother, right? We say the original, the Hebrew Osset. She is the originator. Her story and Moshe's story is the originator of that story that later on in the Potomac time, right, is found written on some monument that they, you know, like religiously, you see what happens religiously. People take different things from another religion and then say, well, this is it. But we're looking at what's here, right, within the instructions, right, what's here. So we have the Kippurim money. So there's the Kippurim money. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the Bnei Yisrael and shall appoint it. Right, so the money is appointed for a use. Not just taking the money and spending it on other things or doing. No, it's appointed for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Right, v'lakachta et hakesef ha-kippurim me'et b'nei Yisrael, and thou shalt take the atonement money, the kesef ha-kippurim me'et b'nei Yisrael, from the children, the sons of Yisrael, with natata oto, and give it with natata, or appoint it, give it with natata oto al-evodat, for the evodat, the avodat, right, the evodat, ohel moed, for the service, evodat, of the ohel, the tent, moed, of the tent of meeting, the tent appointment, with haya, that it may become, wahaya, lizne Yisrael, le zikaron, a memorial, a remembrance of zikaron lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, lekapir al nafshotekem, al nafshotekem, to make an atonement for your souls. Now, we just went through this part right here because it's important to get this foundation right here. The atonement money, the kesef ha-kippurim, described because it served as a kofar for a man, a isha's nefesh, his soul, his psyche, his mind, his psyche. Verse 12, appoint it for the service. We have to infer that the census is not identical. This census is not the census that we get in Numbers 1 and 2. And that census took place after the uchery of the golden calf. That resulted in a plague. Right? We have 32 and 35, Exodus 32, 35. From this silver, right, the sockets were cast. Right? From this silver, the sockets were cast. So we're going to pause right here because we just addressed the first item. Right? The first item of who may worship. Right? Yes, we're going to address the cannabis. Right? Where is Inei Bosom. In the Bible. First things first right here is who may worship. The redeemed Chabarim, the redeemed may worship. Who may worship? The redeemed may worship. Right? How may they worship? Right? Well, stay tuned. Kana Bosom. Inei Bosom, in the Bible, in the Hebrew Bible,
let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense.
Naya, I am in Kaya.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet,
Mizmor
Le
Asaf,
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El,
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev
Elohim
Yishpot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations,
inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
Get up, keep on traveling on. Give up the fight.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
For this double course, double course, double course, double course. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, Gevil Yisrael, here for the Chamishi Aliyah. Here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayat Kahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Shabbat, Wayat Kahel, Sabbath, and he assembled, Shabbat, Wayat Kahel, Sabbath, and he touched. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Exodus chapter 36, here at verse 20, for the Chamishi Aliyah. Vayas et ha erashim la mishkana et haya shitim omdim. The boards and sockets. Here, compare, contrast, confer Exodus chapter 26 verse 15. Here, Exodus chapter 36 verse 20. The boards and sockets. Verse 20. And he made boards for the tabernacle of shittim wood, standing up. Wayas et ha erashim, and he made the erashim, ha erashim, the boards. Wayas et ha erashim la mishkan, for the mishkan, la mishkan. It's a shittim of acacia, of shittim wood, of acacia wood. It's a shittim omdim, standing up, omdim. The length of a board, 10 cubits, and the breadth of a board, 1 cubit and a half. One board had 2 tenants equally distant one from another. Thus, like this, did he make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And he made boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side, southward. The sockets of silver, the sockets of silver, Shema'ar, here. Verse 24. With Arba'im Adneya Kesefa Asa Tachata Esrima Ha Erashima Shneya Adanima Tachata Ha Eresh ha-echada lishteya yidotayo uwa shneya adanim tahata ha-teresha ha-echada lishteya yidotayo. The sockets of silver, verse 24, compare contrast, Exodus 26, 19. And 40 sockets of silver he made under the 20 boards, two sockets under one board for his two tenants, and two sockets under another board for his two tenants. And for the other side of the tabernacle, which is toward the north corner, he made 20 boards, and there 40 sockets of silver, two sockets under one board and two sockets under another board. And for the sides of the tabernacle westward, he made 6 boards, and 2 boards made he for the corners of the tabernacle in the 2 sides. And they were coupled beneath, and coupled together at the head thereof, to one ring. Thus, like this, he did to both of them in both the corners. And there were 8 boards, and their sockets were 16 sockets of silver. Under every board, 2 sockets. The bars, here, verse 31. Verse 31, the bars. Waya'as, b'richeya itzeya shetim, hamisha lit'arsheya tzela hamishkana ha'echat. And he made bars of shittim wood, of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of Hamishkan, of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the tabernacle for the sides westward. And he made the middle bar to shoot through the boards from the one end to the other. The gold overlay. The gold overlay. Here, verse 34. The gold overlay. Ve'et ha-kerashim tzipa zahav, ve'et ha-tabotam asa zahav, batim la-berichem, ve'yatzafa et ha-berichem zahav. And he overlaid the boards with gold and made their rings gold, places for the bars, and overlaid the bars with gold. The inner veil. Here, verse 35. Wayaasa eta hapa roketa tikeleta we argamana we tolata shani we shesha ma shazara ma iseya chesheva asao taha keruvi. And he made a veil blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen with keruvim, kephraim, keruvim. Made he it of cunning work. And he made thereto 4 pillars of shittim, acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. Their hooks were gold, and he cast for them 4 sockets of silver. The outer veil. Here, verse 37. Wayaasa masak li fetach ha ohel tikaleta we argamana we tolaata shani we sheisha mashazara ma isei rokein. And he made an hanging for the tabernacle door, for the tabernacle petach, for the door of the tent, le petach ha ohel. Blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen of needlework. And the 5 pillars, and the 5 pillars of it with their hooks. And he overlaid their capiters, and their fillets with gold. But their 5 sockets, brass. Ueta amudayo. Hamisha ueta wa wehema we tipa. Ra shehem we hashukehem zahava we adanehem hem ha hamisha nechoshet hamisha nechoshet. And 5 pillars of it with their hooks we etta amudayo hamisha. And he overlaid their capitals and their fillets with gold. ואתה וואוויהם ואתה וווהם ואתה וווהם וציפה ראשיהם וחשוקיהם זהב. And their five sockets were of brass. וְאַדְנֵיהֶם חָמִישָׁה נְחֹשֶׁת. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, Gevil Yisrael, here. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Shemot, Sefer Shemot, the cipher of the names called Exodus, Exodus chapter 37, the Ark, Ha'aron, the Tabot. Compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 25, verse 10, Shema Yisrael, here, Exodus chapter 37, verse 1. וַיַּעֲשׂ בְּצַלָּאֵל אֶת הָאָרֹן אֶת הַשְׁקִים הַמַּטָּיִם וְחֵצִי אֲרְכָו וְאַמָּה וְחֵצִי רַחְבוֹ וְאַמָּה וְחֵצִי קֹמָתוֹ. And Bezaliel made the ark of Shittim wood. It's a Shittim of acacia wood, 2 cubits and a half the length of it, and 1.5 cubits the breadth of it, and 1.5 cubits the height of it. And he overlaid it with pure gold within and without, and made a crown of gold to it round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold to be set by the 4 corners of it, even 2 rings upon the one side of it, and 2 rings upon the other side of it. And he made staves, shittim wood, it's a shittim of acacia wood, and overlaid them with zahav, with gold. And he put the staves into the rings by the side of Ha'aron, by the side of the Tabot, by the sides of the ark, to bear Ha'aron, to bear the ark, to bear the Tabot. The mercy seat. וַיַּעֲשׂ כַּפֹּרֶתָּה זָהָבָה טָהֹרָה הַמַּטָּיִם וַחֵצִי אֲרְכָהָ וְאַמָּה וַחֵצִי רַחְבָהָ. And he made the mercy seats. And he made the mercy seat. וַיַּעֲשׂ כַּפֹּרֶת. He made the kaporet. He made the mercy seat of pure gold. Zahav. Ahor, Zahav, Ahor, Tiru, Ahor, Zahav, Ahor, of pure gold, 2.5 cubits the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And he made 2 cherubim, Kiruvim, Kepraim, of gold, beaten out of 1 piece made he them, on the 2 ends of the kaporet, ha-kaporet, to the mercy seat. 1 kiruv, 1 cherub, 1 kapra, on the end of this side, and another kiru kapra on the end on that side. Out of the mercy seat, the kaporet, made he hakibri, kibri, the cherubim, on the 2 ends thereof. And hakirubi, the kapraim, the cherubim, spread out wings on high, and covered with their wings over the mercy seat, and their faces one to another. To the mercy seatward were the faces of HaKerubim, were the faces of Kapraim, the cherubim. Vayehyu HaKerubim por se k'nafayim lima'elah lima'elah sokokim be כנפיהם על הכפרת ופניהם איש אל אחיו אל הכפרת היו פני הכרובים. And the kerubim, hakerubim, kapraim, spread out their wings, spread out kanafayim, spread out their wings on high. ויהיו הכרובים פורסי הכנפיים למעלה, on high, screening the ark cover with their wings. סוקקים, סוקקים, וכנפיהם על הכפרת, and their faces one to another. ופניהם איש אל אחיו, and their faces ופניהם and their faces ufnehem ish man illa achiyo man to his brother illa hakaporeta and their faces man to his brother one to another toward the ark cover illa hakaporeta were the faces of the cherubim, the kiruvi. Hayu b'nei ha-kiruvi. The table of shewbread. The table of showbread, bread of the presences, bread of the faces, shewbread. Exodus chapter 25, 23, compare, contrast. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Exodus chapter 36, hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 verse 10. Vayasa eta ha shulchan itzeya shetim amatayim arkoa weama rachvo weama wachitzia komato. And he made the table, the shulchan of shetim of acacia wood of shetim wood, 2 cubits. The length thereof, and a cubit the breadth thereof, and a cubit and a half the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and made thereto a crown of gold round about. And he made thereto a border of a hand breadth round about, and made a crown of gold for the border thereof round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings upon the 4 corners that in the 4 feet thereof. Over against the border were the rings, the places for the staves to bear ha-shulchan, to bear the shulchan, to bear the table. And he made the staves of the tzei shittim, of shittim wood, of acacia wood, and overlaid them with zahav, with gold, to bear ha-shulchan, the table. And he made the vessels that upon the table, his dishes and his spoons and his bowls and his covers to cover withal of pure gold of Zahav Tahor. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, 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 Gevir. Here, the Sheshi Aliyah for Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayakahel, for Sabbath, and he gathered Sabbath, Wayakahel, and he assembled Sabbath, Wayakahel, and he charged. Here, 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 here. For a double portion, this will be the Shalishi. Kashahena Mechov. Mechov. This will be for a double portion, this will be the Shalishi. The third Aliyah here. For a double portion, Wayakahel, Pekudei, Pekudei. And here for Shabbat, Wayakahel, the Sheshi. The Sheshi Aliyah. The Sheshi Aliyah. The golden lampstand, falsely called the candlestick. The golden lampstand. Compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 25, verse 31. Here, the second book of Moses, Exodus chapter 37, verse 17. The Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth of offering, the sixth reading, the sixth ascension offering for Shabbat Wayakahel. For a double portion, we have the Shalishi. This will be the Shalishi for a double portion. This will be the third reading, third up offering for a double portion. Shalishi, Kashahen, Mechot. And he made the lampstand pure gold. Beaten work made he the lampstand. His shaft and his branch, his bowls, his knobs, and his flowers were of the same. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Wayaasa etaha menorah zahabat ahora. Mikasha asa etaha menorah. Yerekaha we kanaha gvieha. Kafatoreha ufaracheha mimena hayu. And he made the menorah of pure gold. Wayaasa etaha menorah zahava tahora. Of pure gold. Zahav tahora teru. Zahav tahora. And he made ha menorah. Wayaasa et ha menorah zahava tahora. Mikasha. Mikasha. Of beaten work, Mikasha asa et ha menorah. Of beaten work, he made ha menorah. He made the lampstand. Yerekaha, yerekaha. Even its base, even her base. Yereka, yerekaha, yereka. Her base, wekanaha, and her shaft. Gizzy Aha, her cups, Kaf Toreha, her knots, Ufaraheha, and her flowers, Mia Mena, Hayu. They were of one piece, were of one piece with Ha, were of one piece with her. Six branches going out of the sides thereof, three branches of Ha-Menorah of the lampstand out of the one side thereof, and three branches of Ha-Menorah of the lampstand out of the other side thereof. Three bowls made after the fashion of almonds in one branch, a knot and a flower, and three bowls made like almonds in another and other branch, a knot and a flower. So throughout the six branches going out of Ha-Menorah, out of the lampstand, and in Ha-Menorah, the lampstand, were four bowls made like almonds, her knops and her flowers, her knops and her flowers. Uva mora, uva mora, araba'a, gvi'i, mishukadi, kaftoreha, kaftoreha, ufaraheha. Her knops and her flowers. And a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, and a knop under two branches of the same, according to the six branches going out of it, going out of her. Their knops and their branches of the same. All of it, one beaten work, pure gold, zahav, tahor. And he made his seven lamps and his snuffers and his snuff dishes of pure gold. Vayasa etta ne roteha shiva'a ua malakaheha ua machetoteha zahava tahor. And he made the lamps thereof seven, and the tongs thereof seven, and the snuff dishes thereof of pure gold. Or he made her seven lamps, and her snuffers, and her snuff dishes of zahav tahor, pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold, zahav tahor, made he it, and all the vessels thereof. The incense, the Aishan altar, the incense altar, here, Shema Yisrael, here, Exodus chapter 36, here, verse 25, compare, contrast that with Exodus 30 and 1, here, Exodus 30, sleeker, Exodus chapter 37, Exodus chapter 37, verse 25, the incense, the Aishan altar, and he made the incense, the Aishan altar, Shittim wood, the length of it, a cubit, and the breadth of it, a cubit, four square, 2 cubits, the height of it, the horns thereof were of the same. Vayasa etta mizbach haketoreta itzeya shitima amaha arko we ama rachbo ravua we amataima komato mimenu hayu karnotao karnoto. And he made the altar of Aishans of acacia wood. Vayasa etta mizbach haketoret itzei shiti. A cubit was the length of it. Amma arko. And a cubit was the breadth of it. We amma rachbo. Four square. Ravua. Four square. Ravua. We amataima komato. And 2 cubits was the height thereof. We amataima komato. Mimenu. Hayu. Arnotayo. And the karnotayo, the horns thereof, were of one piece with it. And the horns thereof were of the same. And he overlaid it with a zahav tahor, pure gold. The top of it, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns of it. Also he made to it a crown of gold round about. And he made 2 rings of gold for it under the crown thereof, by the 2 corners of it, upon the 2 sides thereof, to be places for the staves, to bear it withal. And he made the staves of Shatim Woods, it says Shatim of Acacia Woods, and overlay them with Zahav, with gold. The anointing oil. Here, verse 29, Exodus chapter 37. Here, verse 29. Compare, contrast with Exodus chapter 30, verses 23 to 38. Here, Shema Yisrael. Exodus chapter 37. Here, verse 29. Vayasa eta shemen ha-misha-ha kodesh. And he made the holy anointing oil. Vayas. And he made eta shemen, the oil, ha-mishcha, of the anointing, shemen ha-mishcha, kodesh, holy, set apart. Ve'eta k'toret, ve'et k'toret, k'toret, ha-samim, and the pure incense, and the pure incense, atahora ma'isei, and the pure aishens of sweet spices, ve'et Kitoreta ha samima tahora maise rokeyach, after the art of the perfumer, maise rokeyach.
For this double force. For this double course.
Shema Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me?
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he assembled, Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he touched. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 38, the altar of burnt offering. Here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear for the Shavu'i Aliyah, for the seventh up offering, ascension offering, seventh reading right here. Now, in double portions, in seasons, we have a double portion, Wayakahel and Fekudei. Vayakahel, Vayachel, and Pekudei. And we have a double portion. This is the Revi'i. This is the fourth Aliyah for a double portion. A fourth Aliyah. When it's a double portion, this will be the Revi'i. Kashahena Mechov. Mechov. This will be known as the Revi'i for a double portion. Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. The altar of burnt offering, compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 27, verse 1. Here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, for Shabbat Wayakahel, and here for the Rabi'i, for the fourth, for a double portion, for Wayakahel, Pekudei, Exodus chapter 38, verse 1. Wayasa eta mizbach ha'ola, itzeya shetim, chamesha amota arko, where chamesha amota rachbo, ravua, where shalisha ar amot, where shalisha amota komato, where shalisha amota komato. And he made the altar of burnt offering of shetim wood. 5 cubits the length thereof, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof. It was 4 square, and 3 cubits the height thereof. Wayasa eta mizbach ha'ola, and he made the mizbach ha'ola, the altar, the mizbach, ola ha'ola, of the ascension offering, the going up offering, the consumption offering, ha'ola. Mizbach ha'ola, the altar of burnt offering, it's a shittim of acacia wood, of shittim wood. Chamesha mota arko, 5 cubits was the arko, the length thereof, with chamesha mota rachbo, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof. Ravua, ravua, 4 square, ravua, 4 square, with shalosha amota kamato, and 3 cubits the height thereof. And he made the horns thereof on the 4 corners of it. The horns thereof were of the same. And he overlaid it with nechoshet, with brass. And he made all the vessels of the altar, the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, the flesh hooks, and the fire pan. All the vessels thereof made he nechoshet, of brass. And he made for ha-mizbeach, for the mizbach, the altar, a brazen grate of network, under the compass thereof beneath, to the midst of it. And he cast 4 rings for the 4 ends of the grate of brass, places for the stage. And he made the stage, it's a shittim of shittim wood, acacia wood, and overlaid them with nechoshet brass. And he put the stage into the rings on the sides of ha-mizbeach, the altar, to bear it withal. And he made ha-mizbeach, the altar, hollow with boards. The laver of brass, here, verse 8, the laver of brass. Vayasa etaha kiyora nechosheta ve'eta kano nechosheta. There, marota ha-tzovota ashera tzavua petach ohela moed. And he made the laver brass, and the foot of it brass, of the looking glasses, of the looking glasses of the woman, assembling, who assembled the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Wayasa eta ha kiora nechoshet, and he made wayas et ha kiora nechoshet, and he made the kior ha kior, the lava nechoshet brass, ve'eta kano nechoshet, and the base, the kano nechoshet of brass. Be maraot ha tzovot of the mirrors, be maraot ha tzovot of the mirrors, asheraz avu petach ohel moed, of the mirrors of the serving woman, of the serving woman that did service at the petach, at the door of the tent of meeting, at the petach ohel moed. The court, verse 9, compare contrast Exodus chapter 27, verse 9. Here, Exodus chapter 37, verse 9. The court. Vayasa eta hechatzira lifa'ata negeva te manna kal'eya hechatzira shesha mashzara me'ah ba amma. And he made the court on the south side, southward. The hangings of the court were of fine twine linen, and 100 cubits. Wayasa eta hechatzira lifa'ata negeva teyamanna kala e hechatzir shesh mashzar mea ba'ama. And he made the court hechatzir for the hanging, for the south side, southward, the hangings of hechatzir, the court, were of fine twine linen, were of shesha mashazar, fine twine linen, 100 cubits, me'ah ba'amma. Their pillars, 20, and their brazen sockets, 20, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets, silver. And for the north side, the hangings were, and 100 cubits, their pillars, 20, and their sockets of brass, 20, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets, silver. And for the west side,
network, hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10 and their sockets 10, the hooks of the pillars on their fillets silver. And for the east side, east was 50 cubits. The hangings of the one side of the gate were 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And on the other side of the court gate, on this hand and on that hand, were hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. All the hangings of Her Hatzir, the court round about, were of fine twine linen, and the sockets for the pillars, Nechoshet, brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets, kesef, silver. And the overlaying of the chapiters, the capitals, kesef, silver. And all the pillars of Ha'atzir, the court, were filleted with kesef, with silver. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, Gevir. Gevir right here, Yisrael. Here we have the gate of the court and the maftir. Here the maftir for Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Sabbath, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he assembled, Sabbath, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he charged. Here picking up the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book known as Exodus, chapter 38, here, Shema Yisrael, here at verse 18, the gate of the court, here, the maftir for Shabbat, Wayakahel. Umasaka Sha'ara Hechatsira Ma'iseya Rokain Tikaleta We Argamana We Tolaata Shani We Shesha Mashazara We Esari Mama Reka We Oma The Rohava Hamesha Mota Le Umata Kaleya He Chazir. And the hanging for the gate of the court, needlework, blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen, and 20 cubits the length, and the height in the breadth, 5 cubits, answerable to the hangings of the court, Umasaka Sha'ara He Chazira Ma Iseya Rokain. And the screen, Umasak, and the screen, the Masak, Umasak Sha'ara He Chazir, and the screen for the gate of He Chazir, the gate of the court, Ma Iseya Rokain, was the work of the weaver, in colors. Tikaleta of blue, sky blue, tikalet, blue, with argaman, and purple, with tolaata shani, and scarlet, with shesha mashazara, and fine twine linen, with asri mama reka, and 20 cubits was the length, with asri mama rek, with koma, the Rohava Chamesha Mata, and the height and the breadth was 5 cubits. Answerable, Le Umata Kalaeya Hechatzir. Answerable to the hangings of the court, Le Umata Kalaeya Hechatzir. And their pillars, 4. And their sockets, Nechoshet, brass, 4. Their hooks, kesef, silver. And the overlaying of their capiters, their capitals, and their fillets, kesef, silver. And all the pins of the tabernacle and of the court round about Nechoshet were of brass. Wekola, Hayatedot, Hayatedota la Mishkan, Wile Chatzira, Saviva Nechosheta, and all the pins of the tabernacle, Wikola, Hayatedota la Mishkan, of the Mishkan, and all the pins of a Mishkan, la Mishkan, for the tabernacle, the dwelling place, Wile Chatzira, and of the court, Saviv, Sabi, roundabout, with Le Hatir Sabib, Nechoshet, word of Nechoshet, word of Bran, 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 Bran. Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 Shema, Shema'uli, hear, 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 we are still in the Rabi'i, Rabi'i, we're still in the fourth Aliyah for the double, for this double portion, for Shabbat, Wayat Kahela, for today, Sabbath, and he gathered the sum, Wayat Kahela, Fikude, and he assembled, the accountants, here, 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 picking up with the second part of this double portion here for Shabbat, Fikudei, here for Shabbat Fikudei, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 38, here, 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 verse 1 is where the Fikudei, Shabbat Fikudei, here, 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 Hebrew first words, here, here. We'll begin, and we are still in, for this Shabbat, the double portion, still in the Rabi'i, still in the fourth Aliyah. Eile, Fikudei, Ha-Mishkan, Mishkan, Ha-Eduta, Asher, Pukada, Al-Pi, Moshe, Evadata, Halloween, Beyada, Itamar, Ben-Aheron, Ha-Kohen. This, the sum of the tabernacle, of testimony, as it was counted, according to the commandment of Moses, for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar, son to Aaron the priest. Eile, Fikudei, these are the accounts. Eile, these, not this, but Eile, these. Eile, Fikudei, these are Fikudei, the accounts. Eile, Fikudei, HaMishkan, these are the accounts of the Mishkan, of the dwelling, of the tabernacle. Eile, Fikudei, HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdut, even the Mishkan, the dwelling, the tabernacle, HaEdut, of the testimony of the witness. Mishkan HaEdut, Asher Pukad, as they were rendered. Asher Pukad, as they were accounted, as they were rendered, as they were counted. Alpi Moshe, according to the commandment of Moses, upon the mouth of Moses, Alpi Moshe, Alfi Moshe, Alfi Moshe, upon the feet, the mouth, the feet, the pie, the pea, the mouth of Moshe, Alpi Moshe, Alfi Moshe, Radata Halloween, through the service of Halloween, the service of the Levites, Evodata Halloween, Evodata Halloween, Beyada Itamar, by the yad, by the hand of Itamar, Beyad Itamar, Ben Aharon, HaKohen, the son of Aaron, Ben Aharon, HaKohen, the son of Aharon, of Aaron, HaKohen, of Aaron the priest. And Bezaliel, and Bethlehem, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda, made all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded Moses. And with him was Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver, and a cunning workman, a cunning craftsman, and an embroiderer in blue, and in purple, and in scarlet, and fine linen. All the gold that was occupied for the work, in all the work of the holy, of HaKodesh, the holy place, even the gold of the offering was 29 talents and 730 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, after the shekel of the holy place, HaKodesh, of the Kodesh, B'Shekel HaKodesh. And the Kesef, and the Bur, and the Kesef, and the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation, the aggregation was, and 100 talents, and 1,703.15 shekels, after the shekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh, after the shekel of the Kodesh, of the sanctuary, of the holy place, a Becca for every man, that is, half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel HaKodesh, for everyone that went to be numbered, from 20 years old and upward, for 600,000 and 3,500 and 50 men. And of the 100 talents of silver of Kesef were cast the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil, and 100 sockets of the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. And of the 3,000, and of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars and overlaid their capitals, and filleted them. And the brass, and the hoshet of the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And therewith he made the sockets of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the brazen altar, and the brazen grate for it, and all the vessels of HaMizbeach, of the Mizbeach of the altar, and the sockets of the court HaTzir round about, and the sockets of the court gate, and all the pins of the tabernacle, and all the pins of the court round about. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 Gevir, O Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrews, book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 39. The holy garments for Aharon. The holy garments for Aaron. Compare, confer, compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 31, verse 10. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, Exodus chapter 39, verse 1. Umin. Ha tikaleta with ha argaman with tolaata ha shani asua vigdeya se rad le sharet ba kodesh waya isua eta vigdeya ha kodesha asher le aheron ka asher siwahi yahua eta moshe. And of the blue and purple and scarlet, they made cloths of service to do service in the holy, in the holy place, Ba Kodesh, and made the holy garments for Aharon, for Aaron, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Umin, and from Hatikalet, and from the blue, and of the blue, ha tikalet, the tikalet, the sky blue, umin ha tikaleta, with ha argaman, and of the argaman, ha argaman, and of the purple, with tolaata ha shani, and the scarlet, and the scarlet, they made plaited garments, they made plaited garments, asu vigdeya sirad, Sirad, Vigday, Vigday, Asu, they made Vigday, Sirad, they made plaited garments. Le Sharet, Bakodesh, for the Sharet, for the service, for the Sharet, for the ministry. Le Sharet, Bakodesh, the ministry in the holy place, in HaKodesh, Bakodesh, in the holy set apart place. Eta Vigdaya HaKodesh. Asher le Aharon, and may the holy, the set apart garments, waya esua eta vigdei hakodesh, and may the holy garments, asher le Aharon, that which was for Aaron, of Aaron, ka asher, as like siwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded, siwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded, siwah Yahuwah eta Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses, as Jehovah
commanded.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children?
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet, hallelujah. Shir ul Adonai, shir hadash.
Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet, hallelujah. Shiru Ladonai Shir Hadash, Tehillato Bikhal Hasidim, Yismah Yisrael Be'osav, Benetzion Yadiru Ve'malkam, Yehallelu Shemo Ve'mahol, Betof Ve'chinor Yezammeru Lo. כי רוצה אדוני בעמו, יפאר ענבים בישועה. יעלזו חסידים בכבוד, ירננו על משכבותם. רוממות אל בגרונם, וחרב בפיות בידם. לעשות נקמה בגויים, תוכחות בלאומים. לאסור מלכיהם בזיקים, ונכבדיהם בחבלי ברזל. לעשות בהם משפט כתוב, הדר הוא לכל חסידיו, הללויה.
Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet, hallelujah. 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 Shir ul Adonai, shir hadash. 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 Shir hadash.
Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there, and the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
I say greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty I, Haile Selassie I, the first of Ethiopia. Honor and well wishes and favor.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, Exabir Masakan, Gramawi Rasatar Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Coast and the Gast. Sight,
Of Mizmor Kof, Mim Tait, Kof Mim Tait, Kof Mim Tait, Kof Mim Tait. And here, Midrash, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mim Tait, Kof Mim Tait. Psalm 149, here, a Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, here, from the Sefer, Tehillim. Hear the Midrash, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Mem Tait, Kof Mem Tait. Psalm 149. Here, a Midrash, the study on today's daily psalm. Hear the Midrash. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Tait, Kof Mem Tait. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a new song and His praise in the assembly of the saints. Here, opening verse, Psalm 149. Here, the Aleph verse. Here, the first verse. Hallelujah, Shiru LaYahua Shir Chadash Tehillat Kahal Chasidi. Hallelujah, 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 Ya. The Elilta to Yah, Hallelujah. Shiru la Yahuwah, Shir Chadash. Sing y'all, Shiru la Yahuwah to Jehovah. Shir, a song. Shir Chadash, a new. Adas, Chadash. Shir Chadash, a renewed song. Tehilato. And His eyes, His elilta, the elilta, the tehila, tehilato, His tehila, be in kahal, in the assembly, the kahal, in the church, the Hebrew church, I'll call the assembly, be kahal, chassidim, of the chassidim, of the saints, of the chassidim, of His Isla ones, His saints, is the chassid, the ones that receive of His mercy, the chassidim. So here, opening verse, hallelujah, hallelujah, sing to Jehovah a new song, and His praise, His eyes is in the assembly of the saints, in the assembly of the Isla ones. Hallelujah, shiru la Yahuwah, shir chadash. Tehilato bi kahal chassidim, Yishayahu. Yeshaya, Isaiah, Isaiah said, remember y'all not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, the people that I formed for myself, that they might tell of my praise, of my eyes. Here. Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 to 21. Al tizkaru harishonot, ve'kadamoniot alatita bonan. Hini oseh chadash ata titzmach halo te'adauha. Afasim Bamidbar Dereka Bia Shimona Neharota Tikabde Nihayata Hasate Tanim Ua Venot Ya Na Ki Natati Bamidbar Mayim Neharota Bishimona Le Hashkota Ami V'chiri amzu yazharti li tehilati yesaperu. Here, Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 43. Here, full of full. Verse 18. Remember y'all not. Don't remember. Remember y'all not. Ala tizkaru. Ala tizkaru. Ala tizkaru. Remember y'all not. Rishonot, the first things, the head things, the former things, Rishonot, Alatiza Karua, Rishonot, neither consider the things of old, the things of old, with Kadamoniot, and the things of the Kedem, the Kadamoniot, with Kadamoniot, the things of the first times, with Kadamoniot, Alatita Bonanu. Consider not, neither consider y'all the things of old, of the Kadmon, of first times, where Kadmoniot, ala tita bonan. Behold, hini, behold, I will do a new thing. Ose, chadasha, ose, I will do, ose, chadasha, I will do a new thing. Now shall it spring forth. Shall y'all not know it? Ata titzmach. Now it shall titzmach. It shall spring forward, so bud forward. Ata titzmach. Hello, teada uha. Shall y'all not know her? Hello, teada uha. Shall y'all not know her? I will even make a way in the wilderness. Afasim Bamidbar Dereka. Af, surely Asim. I will make Bamidbar in the Midbar in the wilderness. Derek, away, a Derek. And rivers in the desert. Bishimon. In the Yishimon, in the desert, the Yishimon, the Yishimon, Neharot, rivers. The beasts of the field shall honor me. The beasts of the field shall honor I. Tikhabdei ni. And they honoring I. Chayat. The beast, the living creatures, the Chayat ha-sadeh. The Chayat, the living creatures, the beasts of the field, ha sadeh, of the sadeh, tanim, jackals, tanim, uva benot, and ostriches, ya inna, and the benot, ya inna, and the ostriches, the benot, ya inna, ki, natati. For I give. Ki nadati bamidbar mayim, in the midbar, in the wilderness, in the midbar mayim, waters, the mayim, the waters. Neharota bishimon. Neharot Rabbi Shimon and rivers Naharot in the Yishimon Bishimon in the desert to give drink to my people, mine elect. Le Hashkot, to give drink, Le Hashkot, Ami, Ami, my people. V'chiri, 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 my elect, my b'chiri, my elect, the people that I formed for myself. Amzu, Am, the people, Zu, this people, the people, Amzu. Yatzarti, Yatzarti, that I formed. Yatzarti, li, for me, for I. Yatzarti, li, that they might tell of my praise, of my eyes. Tehilati, my tehillah, my elilta, tehilati, my eyes, my praises, tehilati. Yisaperu, that they may tell, that they may recount, that they may tell of I and I, eyes. Alati zikru, rishonot, wik admoniota, alatita bonan, nia osea, chedasha. Ata titzmacha, hello, teda uha, afasima bamibar derega, bishimon harota, tikhabeni chayata hasade, tanim ua venota yaina, kia natatia bamibara mayim, neharota bishimon, lehashkot amia, vichiri, amzua yazarti elia, tehilatia yisaperu. Remember, remember y'all, not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Ala tia zikru rishonot wik admoniot ala tita bonanu. Hinia osech tash ata titzmach. Now it shall spring forward. The beast of the field shall honor me, shall honor I, the jackals and the ostriches. Tikabdeini chayata hasadeh, panima ua venota ya'ina. The people that I formed for myself, for myself, that they might tell, they might tell of I, Isis. Amzua yazartia liati latia yisabderu. Yeshaya, Isaiah, here. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 to 21. That is to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, because I shall make all things new. Chadasha, I shall make all things chadasha, new. Ye, y'all, will sing a new song. Y'all will sing a shir chadash, chadash, a new song. And who are the assembly of the saints? Hallelujah, shiru la Yahuwah, shir chadash, shir chadash. Sing to Jehovah a new song, y'all. Shiru, sing y'all, la Yahuwah, shiru la Yahuwah, shir chadash, a new song, a shir chadash. And who are the assembly of the saints? Who are the kahal chassidi, the kahal, the church, the assembly called out, assembly, the kahal chassidi, Yisrael, Israel. For is it not said in the preceding psalm, he shall exalt the horn of his people, all his saints shall praise him? Even in Psalm 148, Hebraically the 14th verse. Vayarem karena l'ammo tehila l'chol chesedav, and he hath lifted up a horn for his people. Vayarem karen, vayarem, and lifting up karen, a horn, le for ammo, for his people, a praise, tehillah, the elilta, the eyes, the exaltation of praise, tehillah, Lekol Chesedayo. Lekol for all Chesedayo. Chesedayo. Chesedav. Lekol Chesedav. Lekol Chesedayo. For all his saints, his Chasidim. Chesedayo. Wayarem K'aren L'Ammo. Tehila Lekol Chesedayo. Whenever the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, see, whenever the Bnei Yisrael, whenever the Israelites see HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, they become saints, they become Chassidayo, Chassidayo, the Chassidim, they become saints, ones receiving of His mercy, Chassidim, when they saw Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Iha Elohim, at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, the Etra Bahir, at the Eritrean Sea, they became Chassidim, they became saints, Chassidayo, his saints, who sang a song, as it is said, even in the Sefer Shemot, Yetziatam Mitzrayi, even in Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, then sang Moses and the children, the sons of Israel, this song. Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Et HaShira Hazot. Then sang Moshe and the children, the sons of Yisrael, Uvnei Yisrael, this song, Et HaShira Hazot, HaShira Hazot, the song, this song, HaShira Hazot, Az Yashir Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael, Et HaShira Hazot, when they saw Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the Elohim at Sinai, they became upright men. When they saw Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the true good, the true God, the Almighty I, Ha'elohim at Sinai, they became upright men. As it is said, even in the Proverbs, in the Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, even in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 7, he layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. He layeth up sound wisdom for the upright. Here, Mishle Shlomo, the Proverbs, Mashal, Proverbs 2 and 7. With Afan, Laisharim, Tushia, or Yitzpon, Laisharim, Tushia. Here, KJV reads this as, he layeth up sound wisdom, Tushia, sound wisdom for the righteous. Or here, in the Hebrew, here we have the Keti, what is written, with Afan, Laisharim Tushia, or the Kere, Yitzpon, Laisharim Tushia, Yisharim, the Yashar, the upright, he layeth up sound wisdom, for the upright, he layeth up Tushia, with Afan, Yitzpona Laisharim, Tushia. Here, Midrash note, here, sound wisdom, in the Hebrew, Tushia. Here, the Midrash note is, to this verse, he layeth up sound wisdom. This is taken to mean Torah, HaTorah, Jah's directions, instructions, teaching of the Divine Majesty, HaTorah, that was revealed on Har Sinai, on Mount Sinai. So here, Tushia, in the Mashal, Mishlim, in the Proverbs 2 and 7 quote, where it says, he layeth up sound wisdom. Now here we have a Kare and a Katib. Now what is written here, we go from the Katib, we have We and Tzafan. The Kare, what is said, we have Yitzpon. So here, and the note, he layeth up. This is the Kare. When we read it as Yitzpon, Laisharim, Tushia, this is brought out as he layeth up. The translation of the Kati, what is written, we and Tzafan, is that, and he had laid up. So beautiful when we read it as Wisafan Lai Sharim Tushia, and he had laid up La Yisharim Lai Sharim for the Yisharim, the Yashar, Yisharim, the upright ones. Tushia, Tushia, sound wisdom. The search for wisdom, for Chokmah, as for a hidden treasure. The search for wisdom, for the Hebrew Sophia, the search for wisdom as for a hidden treasure cannot be fruitless. Why? Lamaze? Because he has deposited it, and it is there. It is there, right? It is there to be discovered. It is there to be uncovered. So here with the Kati, what is written, and he had already, having had already done it already, with Safan Lai Sharim Tushia, and he had laid up Tushia for the Yisharim, for the upright ones. But here the Kere, what is said, the translation is the Kere, is the Yitzpon, instead of with Safan, we have Yitzpon Lai Sharim Tushia. Yitzpon Lai Sharim Tushia. The sense here is he layeth. He is doing this. He will do this because he is doing this. Yitzpon Lai Sharim Tushia. What is Tushia? Tushia is translated here as sound wisdom. Now we know wisdom, Hebrew Sophia in the scripture is the Chokmah. Here we have Tushia, which the translator translates and is brought out as sound or healthy wisdom, sound wisdom. This is a common term in the Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mishalim, in the Proverbs, as well as in Iyov, in Job. Now some render it as deliverance, Tushia. Getting into the root of what is Tushia. Tushia is saving wisdom, because we get to the very root of the Tushia, the saving, the sense of the saving wisdom, right? Deliverance. Explaining it as, it appears to signify the act or power of establishment or arrangement, Tushia, signifying the act or the power, the ability of establishment or arrangement. And so fertility in expedience, wisdom, and as a result, achievement, help, deliverance. Some bring out the sense of the Tushia, the sound wisma, as practical sense. That sense in practice, practical sense. This conveys its general meaning. So here. For the Midrash explanation of the expanding of the Midrash note for Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs 2 and 7, with Afan Lai Sharim Tushia, Yitzpon Lai Sharim Tushia. He has laid up sound wisdom Tushia for the Yisharim, the upright ones. He lays up, he is laying, he will lay up Tushia for the Yisharim, for the upright ones and ones. And what song? And what song did they sing? What song did they sing at Sinai? So here, since sound wisdom here in the Midrash is taken to mean HaTorah, the Torah that was revealed at Har Sinai, the question here is, and what song? Uma Shir, and what song? What song did they sing? What song did they sang at Sinai? They sang here, as we have in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs of Shlomo, Song of Songs of Solomon, Song of Songs 1 and 2. Song of Songs, chapter 1, the second verse, where it reads, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. May he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth." And here, Midrash note, that is to say, according to the commentator, let him sanctify, make him sanctify, eilify, sanctify, I and I, may he sanctify us with the commandments. May he sanctify I and I with the commandments uttered by his mouth. So here, the commentator and the commentary here on this verse from Shir HaShirim, from Song of Songs of Shlomo, of Solomon, where it reads, "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. May he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth." Here, this is taken by the commentator and in the commentary here on today's psalm,
to mean let him sanctify, make him sanctify, I and I, with the commandment, the commandments uttered by his mouth, the utterance of his mouth. Yishakeni mia niyishikota pihu kia torim do deka niyayin. Hear the fuller verse. May he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love, thy love, is better than wine. Fuller verse right here from Song of Songs, chapter 1, second verse. Yishakeni, yishakeni, may he kiss I me from nishikot, from the nishikot, the kisses, pihu, 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 of his mouth, ki for torim, for goodies, for goods, good, like good in the plural sense, the good of goods, ki atori, dodeka, 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 for the good, the good, the goodly, the goods, say the good, 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 right, dodeka, dodeka, the I love, the I male love, dodeka, odada, dodeka, me from yayin, from yayin. So the fuller verses, may he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better, for the I love is good, 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 is good, is good in the plural sense, in the fullest sense, tovi is good, or Hebraically translated here, better, mi yayin, yishakeni, mia ni shikot, pihu, hear, hear, hear. May he kiss I with the kisses of his mouth. Yishakeni mia nishikot pihu. Yishakeni mia nishikot pihu. When they saw, seen Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty, I, Ha'elahim, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, at the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, they became righteous men, righteous mind, as it is said, even in Sefer Vayikra, in the book, and he called, in Leviticus chapter 9, verses 23 to 24, where it reads, and Moses and Aaron went into the tent of meeting, and came out, and blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people, and there came forth fire from before the Lord. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. Hear, hear, hear. Sefer Vayikra. Hear, hear, hear. Third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 9, verses 23 to 24. And hear, hear, hear. Sefer Vayikra. Hear Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 9, the full of full. Hear, hear, hear. Vayavo Moshe ve'aharon el ohel ha'moed. Vayetzua, vaya varku et ha'am, vayera kovot Adonai el kol ha'am, vaya teitzeya eish mi lifnei Adonai, vaya tokhal al ha'mizbeach et ha'ola et ha'chlavim, vayar kol ha'am, vayaronu, vayiplu al pneihem. Hear, 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 full of full. And Moses and Moshe and Aaron went into the tent of meeting. Wayabo Moshe we Aharon illa ohela moed, and came out. Wayetzu, and came out and blessed the people. Vayavarku, Vayibarku, Vayibarku, and Yibarku, Vayibarku, and they bless Etaha'am, and they bless the people. Vayibarku, Etaha'am, and the glory of Jehovah appeared to all the people. Vayira, Kovod Yahuwah, Il Kol Ha'am. And the glory of he who he be was seen, appeared. Vayera, 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 and appeared and was seen and was visible. Vayera, kovod, the glory, the kovod, kovod, Yahuwah, illa call to all ha'am, to all the people. here, Shilishi, here, here, verse 24, and there came forth, and there came forth forward fire from before Jehovah. Vaitetze Esh, Milifnei Adonai. Wa and Tetze, and she came forward, Esh, Esh, fire, Milifnei, from the face, from before, from the presence, Lifnei Yahuwah, Lifnei Yahuwah, from the face, the presence of Jehovah. Wa Tetze, Esha, Milifnei Yahuwah, and there came forth fire. And she coming forward, and fire, she came forth, Milifnei Yahuwah, from the face, the presence of Jehovah, and consumed up on the altar the burnt offering and the fat. Vatokal, Vatokal, and ate up, Vatokal, and she ate up, Vatokal, al ha mizbeach, upon the altar, the mizbeach, et the ha Ola, the burnt offering, the ascension offering, the holocaust offering, et ha-ola, with et, and the ha-chelavim, and the chelavim, the chelavi, and the fat. What tochal la'ala ha-mizbeyach et ha-ola, with et ha-chelavi. And when all the people, when all the people saw it, Vayar, call ha'am, Vayar, and seeing, Vayar, Vayar, and seeing, call all ha'am, all the am, all the people, Vayar, call ha'am, they shouted, Vayaronu, Vayaronu, Yaronu, they shouted, and fell on their faces, Vayipulu, al peneihem, Vayipulu, and they fell, all upon Pnehem, upon their faces. Vayabo Moshe Vaharon Ella Ohela Moeda Vaya Yetzua Vaya Barkua Eta Ha'am Vayera Kovod Yahuwah Ella Kol Ha'am Vatetze Esha Milifnei Yahuwah Vatokal Al HaMizbeach Eta Ha'ola Ve'eta HaChelavim Vayar Kol Ha'am Vayaron, Vayipulu al Pnehem. It is also written, even in Psalm 33, Hebraically the 13th verse, rejoice in the Lord, O ye, your righteous, praise, Isaac's praise is comely for the upright. Sing to him a new song. And here, just a note, there's a little typo here in the printed copy. It should be Psalm 33, verse 3, not verse 13. Psalm 33, Hebraically, the third verse. And here, Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Psalm 33, here the Gimel verse. Shiru Lau Shir Chadash Heitevu Nagin Bia Teru'a Bia. Here, from KJV, sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Here. Here, looking at the Hebrew right here, we're taking the first, instead of, it's written as Psalm 33, verse 13, that's a typo there in the print copy we have before us. It should be Psalm 33, verses 1 and 2, the full of full. Aranu tzadikim by Yahuwah. Lai Sharim Nawa Tehila. First verse, Aleph verse, so Mizmor Lamed Gimel, Lamed Gamel, Psalm 33, Psalm XXXIII. Rejoice in Jehovah. Ranu, Ranu, Tzadikim. Rejoice, y'all. Tzadikim, righteous. By Yahuwah, by Yahuwah, by Yahuwah in Jehovah. Lai Sharim. La for Yisharim, for the Yashar ones, the Yisharim, La Yisharim, Nawa, Nawa, comely, comely or beautiful, comely or the sense of aitiful, comely or beautiful, comely or beautiful, here, comely, Nawa, 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 La Yisharim, Nawa, Tehila, La Yisharim, Nawa, Tehila, Tehila. His elilta, his eyes, his exaltation, Tehillah. here, here, here. And then we have here the third verse. So the first and the third verse we made reference to here, here for today's daily psalm. Shiru, Senor, Lawu, Lau, Lau, Lau to him. Shiru, Lawu, Shir Chadash, Shir, a song Chadash, renewed, new. Heitivu, Heitivu, Heitivu. Heitivu has a sense of good, right? From Tov, Heitiva, Heitiva, Ethiopia. Tov, the Tov root, Heitivu, Heitivu. Right, like good, to say skillfully, good y'all, nagain, to play, be terua, vitorua, be terua, by way of the shouts, in shouting, be terua. And when they see, seen, ha'el, ha'el, the almighty eye, ha'elahim, the true good, the true God, true trinity, the Hebrew triunity, when they see ha'el, Chayim, the power, Ha Elohim, in the Olam, Haba, in the world to come, they will become Chassidim, they will become Chassidai or Chassidav, they will become his saints, the Chassidim, ones worthy of his Chesed, worthy of his mercy, they become Chassidim, as it is said, sing his praise, his Isis. In the assembly of the saints, may Yisrael, make Yisrael, Israel, rejoice in his maker. Sheru layawa shir chadasha, tilato abia kahal chasidi, yismach Yisrael, be osayo, be osav, be osayo, in his maker, osayo. Here, 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 sing to Jehovah a new song, y'all. Shiru LaYahuah, sing y'all to Jehovah Shir Chadash, a Shir, a song, Chadash, renewed, new. Tehilato, his Isis, his praise, his Elilta, Tehilato. Be a Kahal, in the Kahal, the assembly, the called out assembly, the Hebrew church. Chassidim, Chassidim, in the Kahal of the Chassidim, of the saints, of those who have received of his chesed, of his mercy. Be kahal chasidi. Yismach, rejoice. Yismach, may he rejoice, may he be happy. Yismach, Yisrael. May Israel, may Yisrael, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, be happy. Yismach, Yisrael. Be osai, be osayo, in his maker. And why? Lamazah. And why such singing? Because Yisrael, Israel, will see, seen Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elahim, the true good, the true God. Because Yisrael will see Elohim and rejoice, and Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, true good, the true God, will rejoice in them. Isis, 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 Jehovah, praise Jehovah from the earth. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, here, here, here. Even in the preceding psalm, Mizmor Kof Mem Chet, Kof Mem Chet. Here in Psalm 148, Psalm CXLVIII, here, verses 7 and 8, here, here, here. Halu et Yahuwah min ha'aretz, praise y'all. Halu et Yahuwah, praise Jehovah, mean from. Ha'aret, from the earth. Here, verse 8, fire and hail, snow and vapor. Here, 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 Eish, Uvarad, and Varad, and Barad, Eish, Ubarad, fire and hail, Eish, fire, U, and Barad, and hail. Sheleg, Sheleg, snow, the Kitor, with Kitor, and the Kitor, and vapor. Eishu barad shalega with Kitor. Here, here, here. From these verses, you learn that in the Shemayim, in the place, the Sham of the Mayim, the place of the upper waters in the heavens, there is nothing. There is nothing evil. Neither fire nor hail. Neither Eishu barad. Neither snow nor vapor, Shalega Wikitora. These come from the earth. as it is said, even in the fuller four here, Psalm 148, verse 7, praise Jehovah from the earth, fire and hail, snow and vapor. Halu et Yahuwah min haret, eishu barad shalega wikitorah, kitorah, kitorah. Scripture also says, even in the fifth psalm, Hebraic, the fifth verse, that reads, evil shall not sojourn with thee, with the eye. Evil, hurt, unkindness, evil shall not sojourn with thee. Lo yigurcha ra, evil shall not sojourn, not to sojourn, not to sojourn with the eye. Lo, right, evil, right, ra'a. Lo, yigurcha. Lo, not yigurcha, yigurcha, to sojourn with thee, with the eye, ra. Some bring this out right here as a ra, often as evil, hurt, bad, unkindness, hurts, wrongdoing, right? Ra, as a verb. Here, as the noun, speaking of the evil man, the hurtful man, the unkind man, the ill, like I say, illmatic, the ill in the sense of wrongdoing and hurtfulness. Ra. So here, speaking of the evil man, bringing out the sense of lo, yigur, ka, yigur, gur, right? And reference to Psalm 15, sojourn with the eye. The other qualifications of those who may sojourn with Hailahim, the true good, the true God, with the source, with the power, are enumerated in Psalm 15, linked right here with Mizmor Hay, Psalm 5, here Hebraically the Hay, fifth verse, the latter part that reads, Lo yigurcha ra, lo not yigurcha, to dwell with the eye, ra'a, the evil man shall not sojourn with thee, with the eye. Lo yigurcha ra. That is to say, nothing evil, nothing ra'a, whether the evil man, whether hurt, whether unkindness, whether injury. Interesting, this word, you know, ra, in this verb sense, but nothing evil sojourns with Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elahim. All that is evil, all that is ra'a, that is evil, is on earth. But if so, why does Scripture say, even in Bereshit, even in Genesis, Genesis chapter 19, verse 24, then the Lord caused to rain up on Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. Why does it say? Here, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 19, here, Hebraically, verse 24. Vayehovah himtir Allah Sodom wa'Allah Emorah. Gafrita va'esha me'eta Yehovah min ha'shamayi. Then he caused to rain. Vayehovah himtir, caused to rain. And he who be caused to rain, Wayahua himtir al, upon Sodom, up on Sodom, al Sodom, with al and upon Amora, with al Amora, Gafrit, a brimstone, Gafrit, Vaish, Wa and Aish, and fire, may eight from Yahuwah, from he who be who he be, mean ha shamayi, from the heavens, the place of the celestial water. Wa Yahuwah himtir ala Sodoma wa ala Amora gafrita wa esha meit Yahuwah mean ha shamayi. So lama zeh? If so, why does Scripture say this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle of Baruch Hu, blessed be who, blessed be he, decreed, mean Hashemayi, from the heavens, that his reigns be turned into Aish, into fire on earth, Al Ha'aret. And here, Midrash note right here, on today's psalm. Here the Midrash note is, that is, his rain came down. but it turned into fire, into ash, as it approached the earth. Here, confer, compare the Genesis Rabbah 51 and 3, and also the previous psalm, Psalm 5, the fifth psalm, the seventh section, the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, the study of Psalm 5.7. So his rain came down, but it turned into fire as it approached the earth, as it approached the earthly plane, the earthly plane, the earthly plane, the earthly plane.
That I am mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masagan, Gramawi Rasatar Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Ghost Nagast. Sai Kyuga.
Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord.
Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet, Hallelujah. Shir Ul Adonai, Shir Hadash.
Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
My prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening.
You read the Bible, Greg?
Yes.
Oh, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits this occasion. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset
on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Be wrong, you condemn, you're wrong, then you can't live long, then push it, copy, dash it by your band, wicked promote the freaky girls and nasty man, then but righteous youth prison and hang them. First Bobby wrong, nasty plan them, filthy, I don't want hear a damn thing from them. Life truth worth more than instant and anthem, burn out the team on them, burn them sudden, I know better. No slacking, I no either. Forward, high press, I train up on life senior. Burn down, cut up, you clean and trap ya. Bug at them, can't escape ya. Burn them down, now wait till later. Greater light in yonder crystal. Lava, earthquake ya. Light ain't no blazing star. Little kids, see bug at them, a rising star. Chop on out the blazing star. The truth of setting star, not who to get applause, neither rating star. No time for debating star. The empress needs life seed stranding star. Hovering, no make she ask what you waiting for. Go on down, Saddam, no better. Let the wicked and them nasty behavior. No slackness, I no either. Forward, I'm pressed to bring up on life in a youth. I don't get clean and shed ya. Bugga them care and escape ya. Burn them down away till later. Girls are light in your number so. Lava earthquake ya. Total type of things them a kiss. Nastiness, plague and practice. Them a fi get burned out. Call the lightning quick life shrink. From them fight against nature, them a fi get burned through. Burn them filthy web and dirty net down too. Fire, fire, cursing I love your style. Burn down the wicked, not smile. Burn down to them, no traitor. There's no heal and them nasty behavior. No slackness, push no either. Power, hurry, press, I train up on life in a youth. Bun down, cut down, ya clean and shed ya. The bugger then can't escape ya. Bun them down, away till later. Greater light in your narrow soul. Lava, earthquake ya. Bobby, Robby, 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 Robby.
Selah.